Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Zayin Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, which had just begun, Simen Shin Mem Hei, and we are in the middle of Siv Zayin. We had started learning Siv Zayin yesterday, which defined what is a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, on Shabbos, for Hilchos Shabbos. So we said that it has to have streets that are at least 16 amah wide, and we pointed out at least 16 amah long as well. It's not allowed to have a roof on top of that area, although if it's partially roofed, so the area underneath the part that's not roofed is considered a Rishus HaRabim. And likewise, there are no mechitzas around it, ve'ein lohem choma. And now we're going to pick up on this point about it doesn't have walls around it in the Mechaber. The second from the bottom line on Kuf Tzadi Vav Omud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ba'afilu Yesh lohem choma, even if a Rishus HaRabim does have walls around it, if those walls, imhei mifuloshim, mishar lishar, if the walls are around the area, but there is an open entranceway on one side, let's say on the east side, and directly opposite on the west side, the wall is open as well. So that's called mifuloshim. There's a road that goes through the Rishus HaRabim, even though most of it is wall, but there's a road that opens up and goes through from one side to the other side. And the Ramah adds, the ein dal sosav ne'ulos balayla, and those doors or gates over here don't close at night and lock at night. So then, this is also brought down the name of the Torah. The Mechaber says, Heve Rishus HaRabim. This is also called the Rishus HaRabim. So these are the requirements over here of Rishus HaRabim. It has to be a certain size, 16 amah by 16 amah. It can't have a roof on top of it. At least the part that's the Rishus HaRabim part can't have a roof on top of it. And it shouldn't have walls. But if it does have walls, there has to be an entranceway that's always open, or potentially at least open from one side to the other side going through. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Siv Katan Yud Tes that it can't have a ceiling on top of it. Diglei Midbar Lo Yumakarim. We don't find that in the encampment they had any sort of ceiling. Again, I pointed out yesterday the cloud cover is not considered over here a ceiling. Siv Katan Chav Mifuloshim Mishar L'Shar, it goes through from one end to the other end. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish, this means, Shasha'arim Michuvonim Zeh K'neged Zeh, they're opposite each other. So you have one due east and one due west. V'yesh L'Osan Derech, and the pathway that connects the east side to the west side, HaMuchuvon Mishar L'Shar, called Din Rishus HaRabim. And in this situation, it is called the Rishus HaRabim, even though there's walls around most of this enclosure, but the Magen Avraham is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah says that this is still considered a Rishus HaRabim because there's an opening directly opposite from one side to the other side. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin further Bevir Halacha for more details about this. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Imhei Mifuloshim Mishar L'Shar, so the Chafetz Chaim writes, V'nira Pashut, the third line over there, it appears that it's clear, the Gam Kol HaRachov V'Hashuk Yesh Alav Din Rishus HaRabim. The entire road and even the surrounding markets over here also have the status of Rishus HaRabim in Halacha. Afshu Misrachev Arbe Michineged HaPilosh. Even though if you look off the direct road itself, there are areas that are wider than the road itself. And you can see a diagram of this in Deir Shu footnote number 20. We'll have lots of diagrams in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah. For those that are able to look inside, it will be much easier to understand. For those that are doing this without a Mishnah Berurah in front of them, or they don't have the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah, I'll try to explain it as best as possible. But you can see in diagram 20 that you have basically a road, and then you have outcroppings from the road that go left and right of the road that are wider than the 16 amah minimum that the road must be. So this is also, those outcropping areas are also called over here the Rishus HaRabim. And the Chafetz Chaim points out further, Dafilu Kerem Zavis, Hasmuch Rishus HaRabim, even the corners that are adjacent to Rishus HaRabim are technically Rishus HaRabim, if it weren't for the fact that they're not easily used, so they lose to a certain extent some of their status of being Rishus HaRabim because of the difficulty in using them, as the Gemara in Shabbos says. And so therefore, certainly, V'koshkin Bazet, and these outcroppings over here, they're called Ikra, Makom Kibbutz HaRabim, who that's a functional area where it's wide over there that's specifically used by the Rabbim. So certainly, the Chafetz Chaim says that that is also having the status of the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph tells us that it can't have doors that are locked according to the Ramah. Vein dal sosov ne'ulos b'layla, not locked at light. V'im deles achas ne'neles b'layla. The Mishnah Berurah says if one of the doors is closed at night, so then ayin lekamen b'simin shin samach dalet b'mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, where that halacha will be discussed further. So we will wait till we get there to discuss this further. Sivkot and Chaf Beis, the doors are locked at night. Miloshim Zeh Mashma, the Mishnah Berurah says from the Ramah's usage of the word locked at night, it's clear the Imloayu Ne'ulos, Mamish, if they weren't actually locked, Afapi Shiru Uyos Lino, but they could be locked, lo nizbatel ayidei zeh shem rishus harabim. The fact that a door could be locked, but it's not locked, doesn't ruin it from being a rishus harabim still. And this goes v'hu kidei harishona hamuvo lekamon besimin shin samachdalet sif beis ayin sham. This is something, again, we'll discuss in greater detail when we reach simin shin samachdalet. Now we introduce a very important additional caveat. The yesh omrim, the mechaber brings down that there is another additional criteria for being a rishus harabim according to this yesh omrim. And we'll see who this yesh omrim is in a short period of time, but you can see this already in the Be'er HaGola. He brings down this is Rashi Shita, and it's also appearing to be the opinion of the Rosh, the Smag, the Smach, the Sefer HaTruma, the Rokeach, and possibly Tosus and Shabbos as well. The Be'er HaGola also brings down all those Rishonim that don't agree with this, which we'll see this later on when we reach this Bir Halacha over here, She'ein Shishim Ribo V'chule. We'll get to that later in the shir. So here, the Mechaber is introducing us to this additional criteria for being called the Rishus HaRabim, this V'yesh Omrim's opinion, She'kol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo. If an area that otherwise meets the criteria for a Rishus HaRabim doesn't have 60 10,000, Shishim is 60, Ribo is 10,000, so that means 600,000 people, which is the amount of people that were men that are described in the Chumash in regards to Machane Yisrael at the time that we were walking in the desert. She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrimbo, if this domain doesn't have the ability to have 600,000 people walking through this domain on a daily basis, B'chol Yom, every single day, 600,000 people walk through this area. According to this Yesh Omrim, that is another essential criteria to make something into Rishus HaRabim. If it doesn't have that, it is not called a Torah Rishus HaRabim. We will spend the rest of the shir discussing this opinion. Now, let's first look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel. The Yesh Omrim, he tells us over here this opinion that says you need 600,000 people walking through it every day. So he writes, Svira Lahu, according to this opinion, De Gam Lozeh Bo'inun Dumya De Digle Midbar. You need to have, in order to be Rishus HaRabim, the equivalent of what they had in the Golem of the Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim's encampment in the Midbar, Shahayu Shishim Ribo, where there were these 60,000, 600,000 men that are listed in the Chumash in Bamidbar that were in the Digle Midbar, in the encampments of the Jewish people in the Midbar. That's only the 600,000 men. What about all the women? What about the children? What about the Erev Rav, the people that came up from Mitzrayim with them? Lo chashvinon elamash nimtza bakosov b'feirish. We only include in this opinion what is specifically stated in the Torah, 600,000 men. Now, this your footnote number 22 asks a very good question. Omikom makom ain't tzarech sheyavru sham shishim ribo givarim. According to this opinion, you don't need to have 600,000 men in a Rishus HaRabim to be called the Rishus HaRabim. Here, for our definition of a Rishus HaRabim, it could include women and children and other people as well. Why? Ubatama Dover, he brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Beis Ephraim, the reasoning is Mishum Sha'anu Lemeidim Midigle Midbar Rak Es Haminyan Hanitzrach, because we only learn out from the encampment of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar the total number of people, the 600,000 that are stated. That makes it into Rishus HaRabim. Behind Haminyan Shenichta B'Pasuk V'Feirush. That's the amount that's written in the Pasuk. But it doesn't have to be 600,000 men in future considerations to define what is a domain that is a public domain on Shabbos. Just 600,000 people of any nature, men, women, or children, would qualify to make it into Rishus HaRabim. The issue footnote number 21 brings down, Vim yes Rishus HaRabim shishim ribo ayidei shenitzraf eswa anoshim hanosim shom b'chlei rechev. Do we in fact include people that are driving in various klei rechev, for example, trains, cars, or things like that? We're a situation, where those have the status of being Rishus HaYachid. So do we view those people in their, quote, Rishus HaYachid Klei Rechev as being part of this 600,000 needed to make it into a Rishus HaRabim in the surrounding domain? So Yesh Kama Deos Bachronim. Here you have a machlokas over here. Im Anoshim Elu Mitztarfin Leminyan Hashishim Ribo Olo. Do they or do they not count in their cars, in their trains, or things like that for the total 600,000 needed to be passing through this area B'chol Yom, as the Mechaber told us? So, Dir Shifut number 21 first brings down the Shelus Tshuvas Yeshuas Malko. And he says, Legabe Mesilas HaRakeves, in regards to trains, he paskins She'ein Dino Kirshus HaRabim. You can't include the people in the trains in order to make the 600,000 figure that you need to have to make the surrounding area Kirshus HaRabim. Why? He says, Kivan Shanosim Yoshim Bikronos Shehem Rishus Hayochid. These people are definitely in a Vade Rishus Hayochid. The train is a Vade Rishus Hayochid. Vimkein, Hu Hadin Bimichonios Im Tokhenu Rishus Hayochid. And he says the same thing would apply to people in cars, assuming that they are Rishus Hayochid, although he brings down over here that not everybody agrees that the cars are a status of Rishus Hayochid. So according to this first opinion, the Shailas Achuvas Yeshuas Malko, you cannot include the people in the Klei Rechev towards the 600,000 number that you need to have passing through that area every day. On the other hand, he brings down from the Prima Gadim, Mashma, it appears from there, Shehem Mitztarfim L'Shishim Ribo. You can include such people in the Klei Rechav over here towards the 600,000 minimal requirement. Afal B'Shem Yoshim Rishus HaYochid, even though they are in a Rishus HaYochid inside an area that is a Rishus HaRabim, they can be counted toward that 600,000. There's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemesilas HaRakeves Dino Rishus HaRabim. The trains are considered as part of the Rishus HaRabim in terms of counting towards the 600,000 people. How do we pasken over here? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ulinin Halacha, Midas haMechaber, from the opinion of the Mechaber, Dikosav Deyazu Rak B'Shem Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber called this a Yesh Omrim, which implies Mashma Dahalalacha Lo Sviru Leikain, that he doesn't hold this way. He brings down this opinion, but that's not the way I hold. I hold like just the first opinion, which doesn't require 600,000 people walking through it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we call Makom, even though that's not the Mechaber's ideal Lechatrila Psak Halacha, we cannot go and negate those that follow this opinion, which becomes a big kula, because if you say that it doesn't have 600,000 people, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, then carrying it is not a Nisa Daraisa, and you can do all sorts of things such as making an Erev around it, etc. So if you want to follow this lenient opinion over here of this Yesh Omrim, the Mishnah Berurah says, we can't fight you. This is not an individual, single, one-opinion shita. As we'll see momentarily in the Bir Halacha, and as we already pointed out in the Bir Agola, this is many, many Rishonim who hold that this is an additional requirement for being a Rishus HaRabim, and if you don't have the 600,000 people passing through there, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. And in fact, the Chayin Tzididu Kama Achronim, he brings down a whole list of Achronim, which you can see in Sharat Zion, Oschav Gimel, all of them paskin over Hamogen Avram, the Taz, and other Achronim copy these words over here, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol bal nefesh yachmir li'atzmo. If you wish to, you should be machmir on yourself, but you can't force everybody else to necessarily follow the more stringent opinion that doesn't require 600,000 people, and yet it still can be called the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah tells us further, V'ayin and Simon Shin Samach Dalad, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, and the Bir Halacha Kan, and Sham. And the Bir Halacha over here, which we'll see momentarily, as well as over there. I should point out that in the Sharat Zion Oschav Dalet, he brings down the Beis Meir and the Chayei Adam are the authors of the statement that he made, Chol Baal Nefesh Yachmir Li'atzmo, a person who is very zealous in his performance of mitzvos, he should go and hold like the stricter opinion that says that you do not need 600,000 people in order to be called the Rishus HaRabim. You should treat a large area that fulfills the criteria of Rishus HaRabim other than the 600,000 people as a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa L'Halacha. Now let's look at some of the Bir Halachos. In Dibra Maslo V'yesh Omrim, the Chofetz Chaim brings down v'tam hadei arishona, the reason for the first opinion not considering the 600,000 people is she'ein lanu lumod midigle midbar el l'inyin rishus harabim mamish shlotei makora v'shia bar sheish esrei ama v'shitei mifushleshes. You can only learn out from the digle midbar all of those things that we had mentioned earlier in the Mechaber. Specifically, it can't have a roof on top of it. It has to be at least 16 amos wide, and as well we pointed out, at least 16 amos long. It should not have walls. If it does have walls, it has to be a passageway that goes from one side directly to the opposite side through and through. But lo leminyan hador simbab. But it doesn't specifically state that we have to have the 600,000 requirement. That's the reasoning of the first opinion, the more machmir opinion, actually, that is brought down, as opposed to the more lenient opinion of the Yesh Omrim. And then the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, Shein Shishim Riba V'chulei. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us on the third line of this Dibra Maskul, he brings down, V'inei Amogen Avram Kosav, the Misimin Shin Gimel B'Sif Yud Ches, Shom Mashma B'Machaber D'Sfir Lekein Halacha, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, where we pointed out that it seems from the stimus of the Mechaber that he only lists this as a Yesh Omrim, that he in fact holds like the first opinion, so the Magen Avraham writes, no, we can actually see that the Mechaber holds this Lahalach over here that you require 600,000 from Simon Shin Gimel. However, he says, Ukvar Dachu Dover Zeh Kama VeKama Achronim. Not everybody agrees with the Diuk that was made from Simon Shin Gimel. But he brings down over there, Devi Shom Rak Das HaMelamdim Schus, that those who were in support of the Mechaber holding like this Yesh Omrim, they were only doing it as a Limut Schus on those that follow this more lenient interpretation that you also need 600,000 people. And he says, V'adarabe, in fact, Yesh Rai Mekamu Mekomus V'Shulchan Aruch, the Daito Livsok, the Yesh Rishus HaRabi Minatora Afilu B'Pachos V'Yishin Ribo. In fact, the Mogen Avraham concludes that the Mechaber's opinion is like the was Mashma in the Mishnah Berurah over here, where the Chavetz Chaim wrote that the Mechaber brings the Yesh Omrim as a opinion not to be counted lahalacha. The real opinion is that you don't need 600,000 people in order to be classified as Rishus HaRabim. Later in this Dibur HaMaskel, he brings down, I will bring you v'ato novo lehizbonein odos mashikotsuva Morgan of Rome v'taz derov poskim sviluhu ki Yesh Omrim. That which we pointed out, that the Morgan of Rome and Taz say that most of the opinions hold from this Yesh Omrim. He says, who is that? That's as follows. Ochein mitchila achashiv das hamakilim azeh. The Chofetz Chaim writes down, this is a list of all of those that hold like this Yesh Omrim, that is a makel opinion, by saying you also need 600,000 people. And they are Rishon Lekulam, Hevizeh B'Shem Bahag, he brings down the Baal Halachos Gedolos, although he says it's not in our Sefer, the Baal Halachos Gedolos that we have extant in front of us. He brings down as well Rashi, the Smag, the Smak, the Sefer Truma, the Rabbeinu Meir, the Rokeach, Tosos in Perek B'Mea Isha, the Rosh in Erevin, the Or Zeruah, the Tur, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But on the other hand, he brings down, there are many, many Rishonim that disagree and hold like the more Machmir first opinion of the Chabad that doesn't require 600,000. And who are these? That say, Lo Bo'inun Shishim Ribo. They are the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rav Magid, the Ran, and the Hagos Mordechai, the Rashbam, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yireim, the Rivash, the Meiri, and he brings down as well, the Ritva says, Sherov Hagaonim Sovrim Kane as well. So this is a huge machlokus with Kimat called Gedoli Yisrael taking a stand on either the more machmir second opinion of the Yesh Omrim or the more lenient first opinion that Mechaber brings down. Later in this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Sefer Gaon Yaakov that the Vilna Gaon's opinion is also according to the Shita of the Machmirim, that you don't need to include 600,000 people. And therefore, one should be machmir personally like the Deor Rishona, even if you can't go and be moche on people that rely upon the Yesh Omrim, the Deor of the Mekilim. Because after all, they have great, great gedolim on who to rely upon. But the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Yorei Shomayim Bivadei Yesh Lahachmir Liatzmo. A God-fearing person should follow the more machmir opinion that doesn't require 600,000 people. And he says, therefore, Bizmanenu Yesh Gam Kein Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. We, in fact, do have a Rishus HaRabim from the Torah nowadays as well. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof Dalet. Every day, B'chol Yom, you have to have this 600,000 people transferring through this area every day. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Chipasti B'chol HaRishonim, Ha'om Di Meshita Zu. I looked amongst all the Rishonim that hold in this Shita that requires 600,000 people, all the Mekila we just broke down, I didn't find anybody saying that you have to have them every day going through. They just have to have 600,000 people in that area. And he says, if we look in Dirshu footnote number 23, however, he brings down, the Huva and the Beis Yosef, this concept over here, Yesh li yashiv shal Mishnah Berurah dikdek lomar shalom motzo kim b'divrei Rishonim ha'om de Meshita zu, mishum she b'sefer ha'truma shalofneinu, lo mas muskar shetzorach shiyavru shishim rivo b'chol yom, elo l'shonahu mokom shesholtim bo shishim rivo. He says, even though one could read into the Ramban, the Ran, and others, that you do require it every day, why did the Mishnah Berurah say, chipasi, and I didn't find anybody said this, because the Sefer HaTrumah doesn't use that wording. He says, only in a place that has 600,000 people, but lav dafka, that they go through every day. However, the footnote continues and writes, Yesh lahayir, shematzonu kem b'divrei kama rishonim, that there are rishonim that do say that it has to be every day, and this includes the Bahag, who writes that you need shish meyo alfe gavri b'chol yomo kidigle midbar. And apparently the Mishnah Berurah did not have that version of the Bahag, as he himself writes in the Bir Halacha. And Dirshu footnote number 24 adds that you mikom mokom in tzorach shiyehu berachov echad. You don't need the 600,000, even though it say you need the 600,000 every day, doesn't have to be on the same street. Elam yesh be'oso ir shishim ribo, as long as you have 600,000 people moving about in that city, that would also be considered sufficient for this opinion that requires 600,000 people to make that into Rishus HaRabim. And this is what the Ritva says in the Bir Halacha, shezeh poshut shim yesh be'ir shishim ribo, shenechsheves l'Rishus HaRabim, that would be sufficient. And this even includes Avol Nichnasim, Eleo, Shishim Ribo, Mimakom Masachirim, Nechshev as Hilushas Rab. They don't even have to be all from the same city. They could be traveling into the city. That would be adequate as well. He brings down others as well that hold like this, Ayin, and the rest of this footnote. With that, we conclude today's shir.